I am starting now.
So welcome, December 15th, Tuesday, Live with Linda. Coming to the close of the year. Wow, I'm really enjoying this Christmas season. And I always enjoy being here with all of you. And Heimke, welcome joining us. And Charlotte, lovely to see you. Let's just quietly put, however we wish, put our hands either on our heart chakra or just down, just below our navel, whichever we feel most comforting today. And with each 1¼ spiral circles and a pause, let's do it just a couple of these in whichever direction you feel best today. And send gratitude into every cell in our bodies. And just send smiles into the body, to all the parts that are working really well right now. And if there's some part of you that is in pain, let's send the next 2 heart hugs right to that area. And feel what it's like when we drop our shoulders and really feel our breath fill out our entire pelvic cavity and expand the ribs, like first in the back, the sides, the front. And then feel the lungs all the way up to the top of our torsos. Fill up. And let us now open our eyes. And I would like to invite us today to start in a little different way. I'd like to greet those of you who just joined us. Valentina, Sage, Alice, hi. I think I got all of the rest. Wonderful to see you. Jean, hi, I missed you. Lovely to see you. And do I have everyone? I can't. I'm having a little trouble scrolling down today. I think I have you. Christine, hi. Mm-hmm. What I'd like us to do today is just share in this group one thing, just one thing, for which you are grateful today. Nancy, I greet you. Hello. And Karen, hi.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
So who would like to begin with something to, some piece of gratitude? I see. Lois, are you... And somebody has their, if you could mute yourselves, please. if you could just
like a bird. Unmute,
maybe, Kirsten, you can mute everyone. And just unmute yourselves. Raise your hand and unmute yourself as you'd like to share.
Yeah. Hi.
No.
Hi. I just came from my nurse practitioner this morning, and she's the most wonderful, lovely person. She just took all my fear away, and yeah, we're good.
Beautiful.
I was a little worried about my lungs because I'm on a school bus and inhaling diesel fumes, and didn't seem to be a problem. Cool. Beautiful. I'm good to go.
Wonderful. Thank you. Valentina.
I am grateful for the return of this person, Mimi, to life. She was at death's door. My wonderful vet that some of you have met online, Dr. Stephanie Farnese, is a homeopath. We had been working homeopathically with her and not getting it. She was completely withdrawn. Her character had completely changed, and she was very, very small and trending out. And yesterday evening, Stephanie came over. Mostly we'd been working by phone. Stephanie came over and lanced an abscess, an anal gland abscess that she had, that went from, I guess what on a kitty would be a hock, all the way up to the root of her tail, so about 3 inches long.
Whoa.
Poor Mimi was shrieking in pain and had been in terrible pain for days. I had done T-Touch on her as much as possible to help with pain. And it's all over, anal gland juice, blah, blah. And she is restored. She is herself again and has been returned to me. And I, when she started behaving, even last night after this whole trauma, when she started behaving like her usual self, and then this morning, everything back to normal, I just sobbed with gratitude for Dr. Stephanie, for Mimi's life force that brought her back, and my gratitude is immense.
Mm. Thank you so much for sharing. And this is just a typical case, as I pointed out last week, and I really wanted to note, T-Touch is so wonderful. It can help us in so many ways. And there's times when we just couldn't get along with this incredible various ways of medical help that we have. And thank heaven that you're able to lance that. This is just so wonderful to hear. Thank you. Anna, greetings. I've just been greeting everybody. Hi, Yael. Hi, great. You're with us. And Nancy, hi. So what we're doing, we're just starting off by sharing one thing. Each person, just share one thing, and we don't have to make them too long, but it's just like just let's put out into the universe and around our planet one thing for which we're grateful. Let's uplift the energy.
Linda?
Nancy, yes.
This is I'm grateful for COVID that has given me an excuse to cocoon myself, which is something that I have really needed.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I'm quite sure you're not alone. Roland, could you hand me a pin, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine. And yet I'm certain that I, among them, have the same gratitude. Yes. Who's next? Christine.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
I don't have anything startling to say, but just it's sort of brisk out, but the sun is shining. I have my door open. So I am grateful for... excuse me, I'm getting choked up here. What appears to be a normal, beautiful day full of the usual blessings in spite of the turmoil that is ongoing outside of us, I mean, in our country and worldwide. So in spite of that, I'm grateful for what appears to be a beautiful, normal day and the fact that my kitties and my family are all doing well. Everybody's healthy and happy. So
Beautiful. That isn't mundane, actually. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Makes me cry too. Okay.
Anna, hi.
What I am absolutely so grateful for, I have been able to witness Jupiter and Saturn over the last four evenings get closer and closer and closer together. And every time I'm there, I am doing the heart hug and breathing and just so amazed. And to think that this combination happened over, 800 years ago, is to be able to be here to witness it. I'm just so grateful and grateful for this circle every Tuesday. So thank you again.
Wonderful. Thank you. And how many years ago did this combination, this?
This particular place that it's in the sky, which is when you think about the west and the sun goes down, especially here in Seattle, I think it's everywhere. When the sun goes down, you're going to see it. It's not exactly south and it's not exactly Midwest. It's like in between looking out, and you'll see it all of a sudden when the sun goes down, you're going to go, oh yeah, there's something really bright out there. And then there's this little tiny dot that's a little bit higher up, and they're getting closer and closer because eventually Saturn's supposed to go into Aquarius first, and then Jupiter's going to hook up, and Jupiter looks so bright right now. And it's just, they're saying it happened around 2020, right in that kind of decade. And that's when the Magna Carta began, this idea that all, individuals, everyone in humanity have the right to touch themselves and feel like they're valued.
Right. What year did it happen?
And again, well, I think the Magna Carta was like in 1226, and that was right in the time in the 20s, 1220 would have been in that area. I don't know the exact date, but it was definitely in December, calling the Star of Bethlehem,
The Star of Bethlehem, yes.
But it's wonderful. Actually the star of the winter solstice now.
Thank you so much.
Anna, what was that you said about the Star of Bethlehem?
So this combination of Jupiter and Saturn being around in December, because it's going to be on December 21st, when it's combined like this in the sky, was over 800 years ago. And at that time, of course, it was called the Star of Bethlehem, the Star of Christ, the Star of Christmas, But really, it's going to be literally on December 21st is when Saturn and Jupiter were going to come together at 0 degrees Aquarius. And and apparently it's going to be, and these combinations will happen again in air signs. It's been in earth signs over the last 200 years. I mean, the way astronomy works is kind of incredible, but definitely over 800 years ago was when Jupiter and Saturn were in this particular part of the sky, during Christmas. But for me, it's winter solstice. I love that day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Anna, are you getting the meteor showers as well?
Well, I have been looking for them, and the way they happen, they go so quick. I'm going, did my eye just see that? I keep thinking I really need my binoculars. I got to remember to take them next time. But yeah, every so often you just see that flash. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're lucky. The sky is clear, right? Great. Who else has a gratitude? Karen, is that you waving? And then Heimke? But we'll take Karen first and then Hanka.
Okay. I'm grateful for my mother, who is 98 and a half, and I'm here visiting her right now, and we're having a good time.
Oh, how thrilling.
Yeah.
Well, celebrating 98 and a half, amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Please give her our love.
I will.
Hanka.
Yeah, I'm absolutely thankful for that you have invited us to the series with Brooks Medicine Eagle, because I've got so much things out of it and it merged everything together, and that's perfect. I think the last five, six years, I was looking, how can I bring my shamanic work and this and tea touch and all these things together so it makes sense for me. And now it's really start making sense. And I think I found a way to merge these things together. And with every day, it gets clearer. And that's, I'm really helpful and really thankful for. Really good.
And can you say that again? It brought you to be able to bring together shamanism.
Yeah, my shamanism work, the Jinjin Jitsu, the Tallington Tea Touch, and also my work with the children, so my youth work. So all to bring this together, and now I found an idea, a way with a one-day retreat where I can bring this together. And funnily, the day before, a lady called me again. We have been in contact in the beginning of this year to do things together, and she asked me if we can do something together and on her land with her horses, with young people, bringing tea touch and herbalism and shamanism together. So it starts really getting merging together, and that was absolutely amazing, because sometimes you just need the ideas from the outside and the clickings together, where you're really stuck in, because we are all in our bubble, and also in our bubble of knowledge. And if we don't take care that we get new information from outside, we still are in our bubble and we never get forward. And it's really such a pleasure, and I'm so happy with this.
Beautiful. I'm going to call Brooke after and tell her. Because it's just, if you haven't already signed up for it, it's not too late. It's going to be offered on the 18th again for a period of time. It's a great Christmas present for yourself or someone else, and you'll be able to listen to them then, you know, whenever you want. They're really amazing discussions and tips. That's the thing, it's so beautiful. And I had heard about Jean Houston for so many years. But I never had the opportunity to work with her or work with her mystery school or not really know who she was. And if you don't know, I mean, she's one of the most amazing women on the planet, I believe, without any doubt. And she's my age and she makes me look like I didn't do anything compared to what she does. And she's starting a whole new movement that I think is really, it's really worth listening to. And wow, I'm considering the possibility, but you know what? I have so much to do with them. I don't know. Maybe I would really like to join her movement if I can.
Today she asked if we know people for a new series. She wants to start a series, and I sent her three of my other trainers from the past to join her, and she was coming back to me and say, oh, thank you for the ideas and for making the contact. So we will see. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes.
Linda, may I just add and say the same like Heimke, because I really have this idea just to thank you that you gave me the opportunity to know Brooke Medicine Eagle, and what she gave to me, it's coming in me what I can do in on my place. And she said it in one in her presentation, to do something where you are, very little things. And the web, the real web, is really what I think. It's not the World Wide Web what we have electronically. It is just with us, like we are together, yes, but to be in on my place in Castel San Pietro, and I started, and that it goes through the forest.
Beautiful. Yeah. And
so it's really fantastic. And I try to get the, as we said yesterday, I will get the possibility to enter in her, how do you say?
You found it, right? After
I found it, the email, and it wasn't easy, but as you have to just stick to it, and I will come through. Okay. Thank you.
Please call me later if you don't get it, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Gratitude. I just have to, while we're waiting for Jewel, you'll next, but I just want to throw in this gratitude. My gratitude for being with all of you each Tuesday. It's so uplifting for me. And the sharing that we do and the changes that we have been able to evoke between us has been phenomenal. And I've got something I was going to read to you, but I really got this. We need to share. This is Christmas. It's a time for sharing. It's like giving the gift. So let's see, a Jewel.
I'm so thankful that I'm continued to be healthy through this whole thing. I have a good friend who is HIV positive, excuse me, COVID positive, and has been working with it, has been dealing with it for over 6 weeks now.
Alice?
Yes.
And I just went by to take him some groceries, and it's bad. I mean, he looks, for the first time, he really looks bad. But I think he's going to get through it okay. At least that's the vision I'm holding for his future anyway.
Perfect. And what is his name? We can all just put that.
His name is Joe. Place.
Joe.
Great. Joe Mann.
Great. Thank you. Marianne?
Yes, Linda, I am grateful to strangers because in 1997, someone walked by me in a pet store and said, "Have you ever looked at this book?" And it was your original book. If I hadn't been at a pet store where someone said, "Hey, take a look at this book," I would have never driven to Santa Fe. I would have never met you, and I wouldn't be here on this call and have these fabulous tools that I use daily on myself and my pets and others. I am so, you know, so many times we walk by people and we never know what that impact is, whether it's just a smile or a statement, but that person changed my life. So thank you to those strangers that say hello and give us a hint.
We thank that stranger because I so appreciate all the other insights and inputs that you bring and introduce in, and each of you who have another way of seeing what we're doing. It's just so precious. Charlotte.
Hi. I am grateful for believing in my gut instinct and intuition. So this last week, my dog, this time last week, I took my dog to the emergency vet, and he was diagnosed with one thing. Then he had to go in the next morning, on the Wednesday morning. So, and he was diagnosed with something else. Took him in. He was diagnosed with a flare up of his inflammatory bowel disease on the Tuesday, which I my gut feeling was it's not. He was diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease 2 years ago, and I've basically healed him from inflammatory bowel disease, and he's in 2.5 years, he's never had a flare up. So I knew it wasn't that. On the Wednesday, they diagnosed him with a back injury. And I was like, not sure about this either. On the Friday, they thought that he might have mast cell tumor. The results came back yesterday negative. Then they said it could be a fatty lump. He deteriorated yesterday and they wanted him in this morning. And now they think he's got a blood disorder. So he's been diagnosed 5 times and 4 of them are misdiagnosed. So I feel that it's probably the blood disorder, because when they did the pinprick for the tumor, he got a hematoma. So he actually got bleeding inside. You could see it with gravity. And when they, ironically, when they did the blood test in his neck for the blood disorder, his neck swelled up and they had to keep him in for an hour for observation. But my gratitude is that my gut instinct was telling me whatever they diagnosed, it probably isn't right. But I think it's because I've got my intuition and my gut instinct and my knowledge, which is empowerment, is being able to actually address those things without getting hysterical. So I think that comes with not having the power and not having the knowledge. And I'm thinking, if I was another pet parent who didn't have the intuition and the gut feeling, that I might have been hysterical, because those are lots of different diagnoses over in a week, basically. So I'm just really thankful for what you've done for me, Linda, and everybody here, is encourage me in any which way you have in speaking out about different things, that we have that empowerment, and that it's just, I can't think of the word, reinforced the understanding that when we work with our authentic self, that we can be very powerful, and we have gut instinct and we have intuition. And I suppose it's going back to who we really are, because as society, we become something that we're not really. As we're an animal, we are like our animals, and they work with their gut instinct and their intuition and their, I'm lost for words now, so thank you very much.
That's okay, thank you. And what I'd like to do is just remind you all of the definition of intuition that I love, that is the manifestation of divine consciousness within you. Receiving and understanding its messages will change your life and help you find your true path. So I'm going today to call Vision 99, the company that handles our Facebook, you know, Tellington T-Touch World and Tellington T-Touch Community. And I'm going to start reading from my book. It's called Linda. It's not my book. It's a book written about me. It's Linda, Trust Your Intuition. And over Christmas, I'm going to just read, you know, a couple of pages a day. It's not yet in English. It's only in German, but I have the English translation. So I'm going to do this, because this intuition, this combining our intuition, activating, you know, this, our creativity, our feeling, and our compassion. That's what we can do with every 1¼ circle. And at the same time, we have the method and the logic of just imagining. We don't have Liz with us today. I am so grateful for her. Oh, there you are, right in the middle. Liz, you're here, you joined us. Hi. For your comment that you were just losing it. You were really upset about something, it doesn't matter what. And you were doing the heart tug and it wasn't working. And then you remembered taking that clock off the wall and putting the numbers on the clock. And that, when we do that, that activates our logical side. wait a minute, I do have a method to handle this. I am here, and we can stay present with that combination. That's one of the things for which I'm very grateful. And I want to also say, Valentina, I didn't send a message back to you. Thank you for turning me on to that Dr. Zach Bush talk, because he gives a talk about COVID. It's about an hour and a half long. And oh my goodness, looking at it from the biggest picture of our six times that the world has, the earth has come and gone as we know it, is really gives us a big perspective and talking about how we can keep ourselves healthy in simple ways, which is really worthwhile. And it's on a YouTube interview with High Wire interview. Any other gratitudes? This is we only. Oh, Alice, thank you.
Can I just say, Linda, just quickly, High Wire has been taken off YouTube.
Oh, well, I did it last night.
Oh, is it back? Because he was actually...
I don't know. I did it last night.
He was actually censored from YouTube. He censored from Facebook completely. And he was censored off YouTube. So that's good. That's good to know that he's back.
Yes. And if you don't know Dr. Zach Bush, he is, I think, he's like Jean Houston. Oh my gosh, he's one of the most amazing people on the planet. Alice, and you, my dear, I think you're one of the most amazing people in my life.
Thank you. I think the same of you, in spades. I'm grateful because my leg operation from the dog bite is over with yesterday.
Wonderful.
Not terribly painful. And I slept 12 hours to get over it. And I'm grateful that my daughter, my older daughter, introduced me to Zach Bush a long time ago. She's a huge fan, but she's also a conspiracy person.
Can only shake my head.
Me too, but I have to get along with her.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Wow. So what happened? How did you get a dog bite?
It was almost 6 months ago.
Wow.
But I also want to know the name of the kind of person that you said would help my friend who has this problem on the genitals that she's not able to handle. And you said there was such a thing as some kind of person who specialized in
so genital. You're talking about the pelvic floor.
Yes.
Prolapse, right?
No, not a prolapse. I forgot the name of the illness she has now. It's very painful, and she's not been able to find any help with it. You said there was a practitioner who specialized in general problems.
I'm trying to think. I'm working with numerous people, and maybe I was talking about Dr. Linda Burnham, who's a naturopathic doctor.
And no, it was somebody who's, you said there are practitioners who do this. Well, if you think of it, I don't want to hold
Linda, it was a Feldenkrais practitioner.
Oh, right. Yes, absolutely.
It's Deborah Bowes. Deborah Bowes.
Yep.
It wasn't a particular person. It was the name of a kind of practitioner.
Oh.
Huh. Well, we would have.
Lichen sclerosis. The name of the disease is lichen sclerosis.
And what is that?
That is a disease of the female genitals.
Yikes.
It's like, I know. Lichen is a sort of
endometriosis?
That's inside. This is outside on the genital area, on the lips.
Interesting.
and it's called lichen sclerosis, and sclerosis, I think, means
lichen. You can get that also on your skin all over. I do know this by from Austria. I could find out a product you can use. You can't really, make it disappear, but it can really help a little bit.
And Valentina, you just put something in the chat, but I couldn't catch it fast enough. And so you're saying, Teresa, or somebody wrote, it's a thickening of the skin, and it can be skin anywhere on the body? Is that?
Yeah, it is. It takes the urogenital part, but also other parts. Our neighbor, she has it. And it's really a very, very painful situation.
It's very painful to the point that my neighbor wants to get out of life.
Yeah. Linda, I'm going to send it to you, or if Alice wants it, I can ask.
Can you send it directly to me?
I will.
alatus@aol.com. A-L as in lady, A as in Alice, D as in David, A as in Alice, S as in Sam, at AOL. And thank you very much.
I will check the address. If you could write it in a chat, I will be sure that I get
okay,
it.
Okay, I will. I hope I can do that technically.
Alice, I can do it. I can
you
do
can
it.
Do. Okay.
Don't worry, Alice. We'll do it for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
The reason I think this is really, this is timely for me because, I mean, I just can't believe that I didn't know about this, you know, pelvic floor syndrome, which means it can be a prolapse of rectum, uterus, bladder, or the female parts. And I don't know which my prolapse is. I was about to send a note to my naturopathic doctor and say, wait a minute, okay, what are we talking about? Which part is prolapsed? Because this morning I was in tears. It's the first time I've had pain from it for about 2 weeks, ever since I started taking D-mannose, like 5 teaspoons of it a day, and it hasn't come back, but interesting process. And I just find I have something
that might be useful to say about this.
I'd love to hear it, believe it.
And I really haven't talked to anybody except about one person about it, but I don't think doctors know very much about it. I think somehow as we age, that part of our body, the rectal area, can change shape and make it difficult to pee or poop. And I've discovered that one of the things I can do, and it's really changed things, I'm taking something called Gut Health, which is extremely helpful, but I also have learned you can position whatever you need to get rid of, whether it's pee or poop. You can go on the outside of your vaginal wall and move it around so it's in the right place, because my rectal area is not in the same shape it used to be. So I can feel as if I have to poop or pee and I can't expel it. But if I move it around to the right position, I can. So that's a crazy thing that I've learned.
But Alice, that's really important information, because there aren't many people at 97 who are willing to talk about it. And that's what I said to my
99.
99. Oh my God. Even more celebration. So the thing is, I was talking to
my doctors don't know about it and they won't say anything about it.
Well, that's what I think, because I've been to three different gynecologists over the years. And I never heard this information, but I will tell you, my doctor does, because she did a vaginal exam. And again, it's something we don't talk about, but she did a vaginal exam where she checked how much pressure I could put on her finger. And I'm really healthy, But what's happened, she speculates, because of the smash fall on my sacrum, it's the sacrum area where the nerves connect with the tendons and ligaments that hold up the pelvic floor, all of those parts. And it's been damaged. I knew it when I fell. I felt something like, I didn't feel like it was my bones. It felt like something inside just let go. And I was like seven months pregnant for a couple of months. And I know that was swelling from that. And this is, you know, I can go in and work with T-Touch. And I, now that I say it, I have, and what I mean, I can go into the, you know, like the outside, the whole gut, following the whole intestinal route here. And I've been doing that intuitively for ages, but not thinking about it, Alice, in terms of, wait a minute, really reaching from the outside to the inside. And I'll say this to you, you know, I don't know if any of you have read the book by Jane Fonda, My Third Act. It's a really important book. She has a chapter in there on sexuality of women and men over 50, and it's unbelievable how many problems are out there. And she's just brought in some of the very best experts.
Is it My Third Eye?
My Third Act. Like active. Yeah, My Third Act. Yes. The first one is My Life So Far, and it's revealing. It she's so honest. I've had the great pleasure of doing 2 6-day workshops at her ranch, and she is an amazing woman. And the reason I bring this up is, did any of you see Frankie and what's her name? Their comedy sitcom, or their, you know, their ongoing play, television series. Frankie and what is it?
It's Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie. All of the things that she brings up in there are her passions. And the vibrator thing that she brings up is really important, because we don't think about that for our internal health. And I will just tell you that for me, I was attempting recently to see, do I have any feeling? And I don't. And that's when my naturopathic doctor said the whole side of my, I think it's a clitoris, is gone. It's atrophied. Mm. And she said it actually can be regenerated. And it's part of our health that's important. So, you know, we don't ever get a chance to talk about these things, but it's who we are. And I'm really grateful to you, Alice, to think. Because who are you going to talk to? Ha! They don't know. I mean, I was with some, you know.
Linda?
Yes.
I was organizing an evening for public people with a gynecologist just about that. The information is here. And I will find out the, she has a sort, no, it's not a beamer, but it's a sort of activation of the lower part of the pelvic situation. I will give it to you, can inform you. We do also have something in our company to practice what you can do. I can show you this because it's my business. Well, my business, I'm working for this. And I can say that we are going to inform in a much better way and open to for the women have really the opportunity to learn about. So I will send to Alice about Lishan, and I will send to you the information about the practice with what you can do. And if you find somebody who has this kind of machine, it's really, you know, reactivating the whole muscles to in a very, very soft way, because it's for a long time it has been probably in a situation that it gets used to another position, And there is a lot what we can do for this. And I recognize that I'm now working for 3 years for this company, and this information coming from gynecologists here in Switzerland is amazing. So anyway, I will send it to you.
It would keep my next door neighbor from starving herself to death.
Sorry?
It will keep my next door neighbor from starving herself to death.
Because she doesn't want to live. She's in such pain.
Because the pain is too much. Yeah. And she's on morphine twice a day. And that's going to be very uncomfortable too.
So I have a question. Is it also, there are ways that I did like 25 years ago, thanks to my nurse practitioner, that, you know, it's a common thing when women laugh that they release like pee. And I started doing that when I was like, I don't know, 50 maybe. And so I just did these little Kugel balls, and you can just do exercises. You don't even need these little balls that you put in there. And that helps to strengthen it. And particularly in this day and age when, you know, we're all sitting so much at computers, especially now, those are just internal exercises that you can do that are really helpful. But once it gets to the place beyond that, or in my situation, exacerbated by the fall.
I had a vaginal myograph that was invented by my co-author, John Perry, that you could use to train yourself, but they don't make them anymore, and mine broke.
Oh, that's too bad. That's terrible, isn't it, when something like that comes along?
John Perry is no longer alive, and his company is kaput.
What a shame. I'm wondering if we could post this, Teresa. Is there any way for those who want it that you could send it to Kirsten and we could send the information out? Anyway, think about it. And Valentina, I see your hand, because I know there are other ways that we can help ourselves. And since this subject came up, this is really of value.
Okay, there's a book I want to recommend, but first I wanted to say, I have a girlfriend here in our very small town who is a PhD in physiotherapy, and her specialty and all she does is internal pelvic work. And there is a school of physiotherapy that does address that, if you all can look for people in your areas that do it. She also not only works with all of the female things we've been talking about, but at least 50% of her practice is post-prostate surgery men.
Wow.
Because prostate surgery is a surgery that is oversold to men, generally represented as not having any side effects afterwards, when if you know anyone who's had one, the side effect is almost certainly impotence and incontinence. And so she works a lot internally. In the case of male patients, she has to go rectally. Females, she can go vaginally and rectally. And so there is a body of physiotherapy specialty that deals with that.
And what's it called?
I don't know. I think it's called internal pelvic specialty, maybe.
It's called pelvic I will find it out, you know, in English. I don't know it exactly, but I think I'm gonna send to Kirsten the information which is exactly what Valentina says, what you can do. And I could give a small suggestion. Do you know those pillows with they are like a ring where you can sit?
Donut pillows,
exactly. And you can do exercises while you are sitting now at the computer. And even if you don't have that, do these exercises, constriction, yep, relaxation, and do it like I always say, do this like you would clean your teeth. You do it. You just do it. It gets to use, yep, to that. And this is the best contribution, what you can do while you wait to go to physiotherapist, or while you, it's something so simple.
Yep.
And it helps. I'll do it. I'm now also 70, and I do this exercises, like I do movements and looking from also from Feldenkrais when we are sitting, and these are the small things I always say to people, and I say the only moment they do not work, you know, when it is when you,
when
don't,
you don't do
it.
Do
right. Yes. Perfect. I do this to the music in my car.
Even better.
Even better. Definitely. Even better. Even better.
If you're talking about Kegel exercises, which, by the way, Linda, is not Kugel. That's a whole other thing.
Did I say Kugel?
Kegel.
Those different. Kind of sort of things, right?
both very festive, but different. Some of us do them every time we get stopped at a red light. So instead of cursing the red light, you go, okay, red light, 5 Kegels, good to go.
Great. But
I wanted to recommend this book. This is a book that I used to bully every patient into getting because I didn't want to see them all the time. I gave homework out of this book. It's called The Trigger Point Therapy Workbook by Claire Davies, may he rest in peace, ClairDavies, your self-treatment guide for pain relief. And he has a whole chapter on abdominal and genital pain.
Wow.
And he lists 7 muscles that have to do with the pelvic floor, the entire pelvic barrel, and the chapter is, he has in parentheses here, genital pain, both genders.
Wow.
And
would you like that in the chat later?
Yeah.
That would be great, thank you.
It's an all around terrific book because the way he's set it up is for each month, you look up where you're hurting. So, okay, genital area. And then he lists muscles that are involved, muscle trigger points that are involved in spasm and pain in this area and reduced function. And then when you go to read under each muscle, he has 2 very interesting parts that you don't find, I don't find in any other trigger point book. One part is causes and one part is symptoms. And you read these things and you see a totally weird symptom. Like a man will say, when I turn my head to the right, my penis hurts on the left or something. And the weirder the symptom is, the more interesting it is to understand, because we all have symptoms that are so odd that we don't think to even mention them to doctors. So that's very interesting, the symptom aspect. And then the causes are very interesting. They can be odd too. He'll say a really common cause of this problem in the low back is for people who stand and work on slanted surfaces.
Huh.
And you're thinking, who the hell is that? Well, roofers, hospital orderlies who push heavy things up ramps, you know, so you can start to see in this book aspects in your own life that will contribute to these problems and know how to, and then he gives you the techniques to deal with them.
Fantastic.
So, and I'll
hold on one, just hold on 1 second. Keep talking. I'll be right back. Hey, where am I?
Claire Davies.
Claire Davies. He's dead now. He was a professional concert organist. And he could no longer use his hands. And he went to all kinds of places to try to get help and then realized that he had to find it all himself.
What's the name of the book?
It's called, I'll put it in the chat, but it's called The Trigger Point therapy workbook. You can find them on Amazon, used or not. I recommend whatever is the most recent edition, because his daughter who practices adds to them. I'll put it in the chat right now.
So this is really helpful, isn't it? I mean,
yes. It's
so interesting. It's so helpful.
I have a question for Teresa.
Yes.
That donut cushion, what do you do with that? Just sit on it?
I sit on it. You can also have it, put it in the car. It is just that your the coccyx, you know, the
yes.
very low from the spine, is not
yes.
always touching, and can also have problems for your back. So it you sit in a more mobile way. And your
okay.
muscles are working anyway. I have a slip disc surgery from 81. I have some problems with my my back. So I do a lot of exercises. Like, I'm not nervous, but I'm moving all the time a little bit consciously and saying, okay, now, and I have to, sometimes it could be good also for us to stand up for a moment, having some movements and going back to sit in another way. But for this pelvic situation, there is really a very good information now what we can do. And I think those things have to be done all the time. It's not only going to the therapist and then you don't do it anymore. It's an education of how to go on with the situation. And
a lifestyle change,
right.
A lifestyle. Yeah.
Well, and well, we're on the subject. I mean, that's what all the Feldenkrais ATMs.
Right.
So
right.
much, so
yeah.
much
yeah.
that we can do, even if you just do a very short one.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the whole time. It doesn't have
yeah.
to be a 30. So we're going to take a 10-minute break right now.
Can I just quickly ask? It, my understanding is that the reason why it works is because you're not just normally sitting, it activates your core. So you're more in a position to be able to hold yourself well. And then that means that you're more aware, acutely aware of what's going on down there. Because when I've done Pilates, that's how I feel. And I feel that whole area work. And I'm much more aware of the area. So I hope that that is what it's, is that the explanation? Is that right, Teresa?
I would say so, to be more aware of the whole body. Actually, we are working with T-Touch for body awareness. And this is a sort, for me, a sort of inner body awareness. And being really in a good, friendly with this inner part, yeah.
And again, I bring back the Feldenkrais movements, just
right.
the gentle right. movements. And Donna Shagru, you came in after, and I didn't have a chance to greet you. I'm so happy to see you. I was going to call you yesterday to see how you're doing, and. Yesterday wasn't my best day, so I didn't get around to it. So it's a real pleasure to see you here. And Yael, it's lovely to see you again back. So let's take, we'll come back at 10 minutes after the hour, wherever you are. And yes, onward.